Men gathered at a halfway house in Louisville offer support to one another as they work through addiction during a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. James Sweezy is among them. Until 3 years ago, he lived a life of substance abuse that began with drinking and escalated to more dangerous substances, like opioid painkillers. Sweezy would eventually seek help in getting off the narcotics and went to a medication-assisted treatment facility.
They give me a bottle of Suboxone, and much like most people that take it right now, I thought it was a miracle drug.
Suboxone is a form of buprenorphine, a less potent opioid prescribed for detox and managing cravings afterwards. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is expanding timely access to buprenorphine. A new federal rule allows certified physicians to treat up to 275 patients with the medication, up from 100. This is important to those treating patients in rural areas.
The service is not as available as quickly as I would like it to be.
That's Dr. Joseph Gay, Executive Director of Health Recovery Services. He oversees the private nonprofit, operating behavioral health and addiction programs throughout Southeast Ohio. Two of the programs offer buprenorphine combined with therapy. Dr. Gay says the government has good science behind its decision to expand use of the drug. A study published in a 2015 edition of the Journal of Substance Abuse Treatment found those treated with medication like buprenorphine were less likely to relapse into addiction than those treated without. Similar studies regarding medication-assisted treatment, MAT for short, repeatedly produced similar results.
The science is pretty clear, but there's still a lot of resistance to MAT.
That resistance is largely due to the abuse of buprenorphine. Addicts have used the drug to maintain their tolerance while getting stronger opioids rather than completing treatment. Hopewell Health Centers is expanding its MAT program to facilities throughout Southeast Ohio, like the one here in Perry County, with a different drug, Vivitrol, as the lone medication. The director of the program, Kate Jiggins, says unlike buprenorphine, Vivitrol is not an opioid.
It just seems to be a clean. That person is literally opiate-free, and this medication blocks that mu receptor, so even when if they were to use, there's no high.
Jiggins speculates the government may favor buprenorphine because it's easy to prescribe on day one of treatment, while Vivitrol requires the client to be completely opioid-free first. Also, the body of research supporting Vivitrol, while growing, is not as extensive as that for buprenorphine. Another treatment facility, Recovery Point in Huntington, West Virginia, emphasizes abstinence. Matt Boggs is the executive director of Recovery Point. Its three residential treatment facilities encourage clients to recover without medication.
We just believe at Recovery Point in total transformation without the presence of mood or mind-altering substances.
Boggs, however, acknowledges many ways to reach recovery and believes if one model of treatment doesn't work, another should be sought. That's an approach James Sweezy can agree with. After abusing Suboxone, he got clean without medication. Now he advocates for recovery through sobriety, but Sweezy says he doesn't think any treatment method should be ruled out.
Anything's better than being dead. There's all different kinds of treatment. You know, I'm not locked into any one thing.
Science, however, does not suggest all treatments are equal. And unless the evidence tips toward another method, the government will continue to rely on buprenorphine in the fight against addiction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens, Ohio.